to the Dirkville Parks and Recreation Department meeting for Thursday, September 19th, 6 p.m. Roll call, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Forrestall is absent. Wilberg?
Here.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Here.
And Dumanovic is absent.
Okay, as far as we have guests, we really do have our Tim Evans is here, and Scott Sleaser is here, Shay is here, our city council liaison. I don't know if he's coming. Is he coming on?
He didn't tell me one way or the other, so okay. I'm assuming if he's not here, he's not going to be.
Okay, nobody here for coming comments, no presentations. How about approval of the minutes?
I've got the approval of the minutes.
Anybody, I'll second approval of minutes. Roll call, please.
Mm-hmm. Lane?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Okay, bills review. Okay, and Tim, we'll take a look at those, but if you have any specific things you want
to. Most of the bills are related to like sports leagues.
Yes. Right.
Fall sports leagues are starting up, hometown days, preschool start up. Scott's got some stuff in there from Sleaser Park.
Okay.
But just day to day, week to week things. But the big stuff is going to be like hometown days.
Yes, of course. You're going to have a report on that today, maybe?
We will probably have a report at the next meeting.
All right, so this is not ready for...
We're still got some expenses coming in.
Sure.
That we have to finalize and stuff like that. In general, it went very well. I mean, it was by far our biggest crowd, most revenue, everything we did.
Yeah.
But we had perfect weather.
That's a bonus, right?
You could not really ask for any better weather than we had those 4 days, so that really put you in control.
Right.
We'll have a more detailed report, but I mean, just to give an idea, like, Saturday, what did we do? 50,000?
Yeah, we hit.
In carnival sales?
Yeah.
Now, to give you an idea of when we started doing
Do we get a certain percentage there, right?
So it fluctuates depending.
Roughly?
It goes, what, 25? 30. Yeah, between 25 and 30%.
So we don't pay anything for them, they come in and we just take, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
No, it's a great deal.
Oh, it is, especially if the weather's good.
Yeah.
Oh, and it attracts people. People want to come in.
Oh, yeah.
It's something different. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was saying, I mean, we did 50,000 on Saturday. 15, 16 years ago when Scott and I started doing this, Shay came on board, like 50,000, that was like a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Like for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
Like if we broke 30,000, we were celebrating. And now we did over $100,000 in ticket sales in the carnival, which was just incredible for 3 days for us.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You know, the sales from the carnival sales is now equaling our liquor sales, what's really driving the festival nowadays.
Yep.
So, well, I just want to say, you know, and I was there every day, you three and all your people are outstanding.
I mean,
what you've done, and I had nothing but compliments from people at the front gate and how wonderful this is. People coming from, you know, flying in from Europe here. It was just, the people were telling me this is the best organized one they go to, especially the people that are doing the, they call it booths and all, everything. Mm-hmm. So this is the best one they go to. They look forward to this.
It takes all the staff. So
well, that's what I'm saying. I want you to tell the staff.
All the park staff.
And you guys, the hours you guys put in.
Yeah.
And I was only there for 5 or 6 hours. I'm saying you guys were there like all day.
No.
And that is like.
But thank you to Gene and Dan. And
well, everybody who came.
Rusty with Wild USA.
Yep. Anybody who came and just took a look at it and had any. I couldn't think of anything better. I mean, anybody have any?
We're happy to do it. I'm speaking for Dan and myself. It's fun, and it's great to connect with the community that way. It's absolutely terrific, any way you look at it. And it's nice to have good results.
Yeah. The parking is a problem, though, because, right? The parking is...
Yeah.
I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, there's a massive parking lot across the street.
Well, they don't want to. A lot of older people can't do that.
What about doing shuttles, like a shuttle?
I mean, I don't have staff. We could definitely look into that with.
I got a big golf cart with a tennis.
Well, we did that on Friday.
On Saturday when American English, when we know that there's going to be a diverse group of people.
Correct.
It's tough as the night goes on, just as we're getting busier. We just don't really have that kind of staff. But it's something maybe we look at with a volunteer group and make a donation and say, could you have some people help drive these golf carts?
I know Coles has to do volunteer work. Because I used to use them a lot.
Sure.
And they like do one thing a year, but they have like 10 people. Sure. It'd be like a $500 check. We just, like, we just need the people. Right?
And then maybe something could reach out to them.
It is one thing you might look at,
with some of the baseball organizations, potentially.
But, you know, we turned a couple of people away with dogs, and they were really fine with it. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't know. It's a little dog. Yeah, well, you know, a little dog, big dog. Oh, thank you, no problem. Nobody, it was not any problems. Mm-hmm. It was enjoyable, except my feet hurt. I mean, it was no, I'm not kidding. My feet were killing me. But, I mean, it was, to see you guys running around, I mean, Scott's over there, the beer tent, because it cracked a little bit earlier. But you guys are just outstanding. I mean, you run it with such a minimal crew that it's just amazing what you do. So I just want to let you know, it's just...
No, thank you.
We're lucky to have you guys, really.
It's the whole staff. It's not just Shea.
No, I understand, but your staff
does that control.
Yeah. I was impressed by the size of the crowd for the last concert. I don't know what the numbers were, but there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Yes, great. People like... Whatever you're picking, they go like.
Well, it's always a debate. We've had Heinz Fidelity forever.
For like the last 10 years.
But it's like, the debate we get into is like, okay, A, if you move on from them, you're never getting them back.
No, of course not.
They're a big Chicago. And two, until we see a dip, and we don't see a dip, it's like, why would you get rid of them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of
they're a cover band. It's not like they play the exact same songs every single time. They change it up. But until we see a dip, I think we would have more people who would show up and be like, they're not playing, like they just assume they're playing.
Correct,
and
correct,
they'd
correct,
be upset.
Correct.
I think we've mixed up other stuff pretty well.
Stop, don't fix it.
REO's going to stop touring at the end of the year.
Can we ask them?
They're done at the end of the year.
I know, but can we ask them? Maybe because
one more time.
One more time, yeah.
But I think we've done a good job of mixing up throughout the rest of the weekend, the different bands and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you having to basically try to do the same thing next year, the same kind of bands, same ones, 7-7, mm-hmm. obviously, and...
Yeah. I mean, we're always talking about it.
I mean, a lot of times Saturday is going to be fairly similar, or not Saturday, Sunday, because that's kind of like our music day. The other ones I do try to mix up a little bit, just so that when you're looking at last year's and this year's, you're not going like...
What's that one that was a 90s band? A lot of the older people didn't like
that. That was Full House.
Full House.
Was the 90s band on Saturday, or?
It was the one that, I think it was Full House.
It was Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of people said, I don't get it. I mean, we had some of the older people. I'm not a 90s person. I'm just, which is okay, then don't come. I mean, I'm not a big band person, and I was there. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I was not a big band person, but I'm glad you have it for people who love big band, really.
But they bring a big crowd.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. You know.
They're more my age group, because...
Representing the baby boomers.
It's
don't,
more,
don't
I would say, the 90s band is probably more of like that, like 30s to 50s.
Right, right. And
you know,
over that,
I think that's fair.
Because people came and they go, what is this?
The elderly still like
them. They were leaving. And I go, well,
I
don't like
English
the,
where we have them as a perfect spot. You know, right? Like at 11:30 noon on Sunday, it's like a perfect spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we were thinking about is, you know, when you guys are charging for the wristband, which is unbelievable, that's got to be tons of money. Right.
First of all, what do we charge for a wristband?
Compared,
it was $3.
Yeah, but compared before
two,
you didn't
like
charge for a wristband.
No, but we used to charge the front gate.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
that's
wait.
The trade-off.
Charge for a wristband?
No,
yeah.
No.
Not when you and I were doing it.
No.
No, but he said
last year we eliminated the front gate sale.
Oh,
front gate
fee. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that was a
long. We moved to Riverfest and Hometown Days of charging a wristband to offset it. Just because it's just very difficult to staff the front gate.
Oh, yeah.
It's more staff that we need, and it was just kind of not.
It's
by
more
time,
welcome,
it was not
too.
Worth
the people
it
are ready
is.
To pay, and they go, no, there's something really is here. And they,
and you only have to pay then if you choose to drink. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
If you don't choose to drink, then you don't
have to pay.
I want to make sure I understand that we're grossing as much on the carnival now almost as we are on the beer.
Wow.
Yep.
And refresh my memory.
Profit.
Yes.
Okay.
We're grossing more carnival than we do liquor sales.
Okay.
But actual profit, it's about equal.
Okay. And what do we get of that? The guy probably was a dollar ticket for a ride. How much of that do we get?
Between 25% and 30%.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Are the band prices going up a little bit then too?
Yes.
That's got to offset that a little bit though too.
Yes.
Like for example, what does the band cost right now? I remember we paid for you.
I mean, like High Fidelity, who we have, that's going to be, they're like 58,000 or 5,800. And then, so my other ones he kind of gives us a deal though, because we get his stage and sound from, so Hi-Fi is also our stage and sound. So we kind of get a package deal for the weekend, so his price is less for the band.
Yes.
Other ones, like Full House, I believe, are 7,000. Traditionally, Seventh Heaven is about 7,000. We got a bit of a deal just because they only perform for like 2 hours. So we're anywhere usually about, we're about now like 5,000 to 7,000 for most
Beatles
partners.
Guys?
The what?
Beatles guys, what are they, 5,000?
I believe so.
Probably. Yeah.
Were the seniors happy with their fundraiser, the dinner thing
yes.
they did?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they sold out.
That's
yeah, they did sell
them. They have to get something and it's gone.
Yep.
Because they have to leave.
And what about the businesses that rent
space
for their business to promote their business? Is that, are they happy with that? Are they is that a growing part of our business or is it kind of smaller? I have no idea.
The
exhibitors?
The vendors?
Yeah. Exhibitors, not vendors.
I think the best way to know is,
no one complained to me.
Yeah.
Well, no one complains.
I didn't have someone complain.
They
wanted
more
time.
Remember what they cared? They wanted more people to for one day. And
yeah.
I want all
three. I think the biggest thing is if they come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I
know. They did well if they come back.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have a lot of the same standards. For the most part, I would say probably like a 60% return, if not
mm-hmm.
more. Probably a little behind that. And I only have about, on the actual row, I think I have like 21 spots
correct.
That I can sell. After
correct.
That, it kind of starts to veer off. And we'll do that too. And some of them prefer that. It all depends on who I'm having and what
they're
requesting.
Did you have to turn anybody away?
No. Try to figure it out. But no, this year I had just enough.
Well, we were talking to the people, even though they were talking about the shower guys and all that kind of guys, the roof guys and all that, they were very happy with what they got. I said, how much? I got 5. Say, that's pretty good. I got some leads.
Yep.
So they were very, very happy, even though you didn't see a lot of people there. But
mm-hmm.
we talked to a lot of the people there, and not one of them said they didn't like what was going on. And they all plan on being back next year. So that's good.
That's great.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, what about Bill's Review? Do you want to give us any other your update like you do?
Yeah, we can do a quick budget report.
Yeah.
It's a little skewed because this is before hometown days. So you have a tremendous amount of expenses in August, but you're not collecting the revenue until September.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But you can kind of get an actual thing. I always try to compare stuff, and the nice thing about this is you can see this year compared to last year. So like special events, this is everything minus hometown days.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
this
yeah.
is River Fest, July 4th, all that type of stuff. We're up $6,000. Preschool, this is going to be a little skewed because it's just
mm-hmm.
starting. So
sure.
we kind of ebbs and flows. People register throughout mm-hmm. the year. But we're up. So that means the start of preschool and summer camps, we're up $2,000. That's good. Sports, this is your baseball, softball, soccer leagues. Huge increase. I mean, to go from $190,000
yeah.
to $210,000, it's a $20,000
yeah.
increase. That's good to see. Concession revenue. We planned, this is going to be a little down. We lost Michael back in the beginning of April.
Yes.
So it's kind of been focused on everything else. Concession stands was something we kind of put on the back burner. It's going, but we projected it to have a little bit of a down. And last year, some of that also depends. I'd have to go back and look how many tournaments did one with ESA had compared to this year.
Yeah.
So there could be some changes in all those things. So
and last year, I think, was our most profitable, best
oh,
year.
Oh, by
we
far.
Got, like, yeah, that was, like, last year was kind of hard one to compare to, so it was just so good.
The big one I like to show, and this is where you're seeing our shared marketing person with the library is, you know, last year we collected $10,000 in sponsorship. This year we collected $31,000. So you're seeing not only that position really working the way we want, you're starting to see in those numbers, and we're kind of making sure we're putting everything in here in the past
yeah.
and they've been somewhere else.
Good
so we're just trying to really track it a lot better.
Jim, just so I make sure I understood, sponsors get to put up a banner at the event, is that right, or they have a
there's a whole...
There's a whole... It just
oh,
depends.
Levels.
Yeah.
Okay,
levels.
All right.
It depends on
okay.
but,
what event it is.
And stuff like that. So in general... And it gets skewed down here because, you know, last year we were running a $29,000 surplus. This year we have $139,000, or a negative $29,000. This year $139,000. It's a little skewed. You know, this year we're budgeted for a $480,000 deficit because we had a huge surplus last year. So I send these guys reports all the time. I mean, we're running very good this year. You know, I'm hoping after years, Scott Shane and I have worked on this, that as long as something like Hometown Days goes okay, your sports, you don't see some collapse, that really the budget should just start running itself to where we're hitting our numbers. But we need to keep an eye on things, so if something is off, we can address it sooner and say, hey, hold off on this, don't purchase these things. But we're overall doing very well.
That's awesome.
Good. Great.
Good to hear that, really. Okay, do we have to take a roll?
No.
No, it doesn't? Okay. Just put put that on file. Oh, no old business today. We have some new business, which is kind of interesting. Well, why don't we try the first, the Rice Park Playground Donation Program?
So this is similar to the Sleaser Park Playground Donation we did back in March, where we're getting ready to take out Rice Park. Kids around the world had reached out to Scott asking if they could have that playground as a donation as well. This was something brought up at the Park Board, at the City Council, if they were interested, that we would be interested in doing that again. Same reasons, it saves us time, energy, money.
Yeah.
It allows them, it goes to a good cause, to kids somewhere in the world that could really use a playground. That's something we would just be throwing away. So we're asking to do that again. This is Rice Park. I kind of put in there where it's located at, the old equipment, and then you can kind of see what the new equipment's going to be in. And then I think they're hoping, we're going to take this to City Council on Tuesday, if this board approves this, is that they're hoping to take this out next week.
Yep.
So we kind of, they wanted to do it sooner.
We want to
and we want to get started on Rice Park right away. We have a storage unit. We want to get some of this, like, equipment like that out.
Well, I have to, you know, I'm right there by Emma Caesar Park. Awesome job. We should charge a buck for every kid that's in there. It's always crowded. It's always. I mean, shut up. I can hear from my house. It's always crowded. And then they're having some parties and everything around. All the kids are over there. So it's very safe. Parents are there all the time. It's there from the early morning until, you know, with babies and everything, until dusk. So you, great job.
Well, that was so unique because it's in the subdivision.
Right.
And so homes, literally their backyards back right
to it. That's
correct.
It's on the walking path.
It's not kind of across the street.
It's on the walking path.
Yeah, I mean, it's a unique place there. So, any questions on this proposal?
Not this, but what's the typical life of one of our parks?
Well, we try to look at replacing playground about every 20 years. So, you know, other districts do it probably sooner than that, but we've got qualified staff that maintain at a high level. So, I think...
Yeah.
We might as well get more life out of it if we can.
Sure.
And you heard about a plano taken and one from Aurora, right? Did you read that?
I did not.
Yeah, Plano is having a park, and it was an older park from Aurora. Aurora wanted to get rid of it, so Plano took it. I'm like,
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't recommend it.
It's kind of weird that they would even do that. Unless, why would Aurora get rid of the park?
Well, they're probably replacing it. Like,
yep, they're probably doing the same thing.
It's an older... You know, what kind
they
of
probably issue? Replace their playgrounds
more often, do you think?
Yeah, more often than
they
we
get
do.
More money.
But my guess is, I don't think Plano has a parks department or a rec department. We service a lot of people.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't believe they do. No, they do.
We used to advertise over there. I know with the catalogs. So,
yeah, I know.
My guess is it's just a necessity thing.
Well, again, you got a great team though too. So keep up the good work, really.
We do need a vote on this. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We need a motion.
Anyone want to make a motion on Rice Park?
I'll motion to approve the proposal. Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Donation
for
proposal
Rice Park.
Rice Park. I'll second it.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Lane?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Okay. Rotary Park Inclusive Playground Equipment Grant Proposal.
So Game Time is a company that we've worked with a few times over the years. They had reached out to Scott, just notifying him that they kind of have a grant that they're doing, to where there could be some opportunities to get grant money to help offset to purchase a new playground. We thought Scott and I, this would be an outstanding opportunity to get an actual inclusive playground, to be able to really provide something for special needs and their families and in the Yorkfield community, something we do not have. And we had some money in there for Rotary. As I put in the memo, there were some other funds that we really haven't used. There were some safety barriers that we were going to purchase with the school district. They kind of notified us they weren't going to move forward with that. There's a concrete project down at Riverfront Park that at some point we do need to do, but we didn't get it done this year. Scott and I were like, you know, we have these funds available. This would be a great opportunity to buy the city's first inclusive playground. To be able to get this grant, where a normal one we'd have to purchase for $355,000, we can get it for, you know, purchase it, get it shipped and installed for like $220,000. We just thought this is a great opportunity, in a great location, where you have a park like Rotary that's got good size, it's got easy access to people at the parking lot. Grand Reserve is a growing community subdivision, but it'd be easy for anyone else in the Yorkfield community to access this park, and then potentially add to it if you wanted to in the future. One of the things with inclusive is like, you know, you've got different variations, especially these kids and their families and what they may need. This may just be the start of something you do there, that you would add this and maybe buy other pieces as you go along. But this is the main thing that every kid wants, a playground, stuff like that. As Scott has mentioned, we put the memo. This also assists the parents, grandparents. It's easier for them to get their kids on and off to be able to do those types of things.
Absolutely.
So we just thought it was a great opportunity. I want to present it to the board and see what your guys' thoughts are.
How old are the old one? Are they going to that other place?
Potentially.
That's something.
How old is that one?
It's 20 years. It's coming up. We had money already in the budget this year for to replace Rotary. It was something we were going to do in like December, January. Scott and I started working on. But then this game time opportunity came up, and we're like, this could be a good chance.
There's no downside to it, is there?
No.
No. Okay, why would we not put it into it?
It's just spending more money.
Well, but again,
than a normal what you would do, but it's a great deal.
Exactly.
It's a great opportunity for a growing community. It's an area that we need to address at some point as we grow as a community. You're going to have more and more special needs kids. I think it's something important for us to be providing this, like, just not for the kids, but their families. And the nice thing about, I hate calling it a special needs playground, because any kid can use it.
Correct.
It's just designed.
Yeah.
It's inclusive.
Yeah. It's inclusive.
It's for kids of all kind of abilities and things of that nature.
Adults, children.
Correct.
For everyone.
It allows everyone to play together, too, which I think is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
the
only
park, then, it would be all for...
I'm just bringing here.
The only park for handicapped kids for...
No, all of our parks meet ADA.
All of our parks do.
We have several parks that are wheelchair accessible, and if our parks aren't wheelchair accessible, they're accessible via a transfer platform, it's called. It's an acceptable way that ADA allows you to transfer from your wheelchair. There's grab bars, things like that, to get yourself up on the deck and in the way. Even our stairs are built on playgrounds, things like that. They're built to be able to, they're deep and short so that you can actually pull yourself up them. Now, not every child can do that. There's kids that are of different abilities.
Yes.
But all of our parks meet
that's
ADA.
Good.
All of them, every one of them.
That's good.
That's a law, you have to.
Yeah.
If everything falls into place with funding, when's the anticipated opening of the new equipment at the park?
Well, I think, we got to get Rice done first,
yep.
And then I think we would, take a look at the schedule, but I think this would be something we'd like to, depending on how fast we can get this shift to us, I think it'd be something we'd like to do in spring into summer.
Next summer already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, we do have to get the grant.
Yeah.
So we still have to apply.
Yep.
Right.
So, but I mean, it's a pretty quick turnaround. I mean, I think we're going to know by the end of October.
Who writes our grant, though? Do we have a grant writer?
Mm-hmm. A combination of me, Shay, Scott, and
okay, there's no specific grant right
now.
It's a
simple
grant.
The form seems pretty good.
This is a grant by the manufacturer. It's not like a grant through
It's
a fairly straightforward, simple grant.
And we've worked with this manufacturer before, so.
The Music Thing Park is a Game Time Park, so Game Time is probably the largest playground manufacturer there is. So they own multiple companies.
And they weren't interested, they sent us the quote. For this and the shipping, so they know we're very interested in doing this.
Should we make a motion on this? Do we want to make a motion?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a motion for the Rotary Park exclusive playground equipment. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Anybody want a second, by the way?
Oh, we need a
second.
Okay.
All right. Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Lane?
Yes. Our next, new parks and public works facility update. That's interesting.
So this is more of an FYI.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't really come through the park board. This is kind of moving along at the city council level. So I just wanted you guys to know what's going on, what the designs look like, where we're at, and stuff of that nature. We've kind of had some preliminary designs that the city council has reviewed and kind of signed off on. This could slightly change as we go. We're in the process of hiring a construction manager who would help us kind of finalize these details. Scott and I have been pretty heavily involved in all this. But this is moving at a pretty quicker pace now. Like, they've got kind of some general designs here that they're really looking at. They've got, they're working on getting a construction manager. I think they're hoping to start next year at some point. They're really getting shovels in the ground to get going.
Where is this going?
This is over by Boomba.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should have put a map.
Right adjacent to Caledonia Park, if you know where that is.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's right next to Caledonia Park. So obviously we're hoping that at night the parking lot will be available to...
Yeah, for Caledonia Park, right?
Caledonia Park, so this is your entrance of Caledonia Park, is right over here.
Your house is by it, right? Sorry, somebody called me about this already.
No.
Not really. You have...
This is all industrial.
They're like, why is it...
Fulton is right next door to the top of the page.
Yes.
Caledonia Park is kind of kitty corner from there, so no, it's not really... You have to drive further in.
I don't know why somebody called me, like, why is it by my house? I'm like, I don't know why...
It's an industrial... You're in an industrial park.
It's past the CrossFit, it's like 2 or 8.
It's all the way to the end.
End, yeah.
So, it literally butts up to the park side.
Yeah. Is that why he's...
So there it shows it.
Yeah.
Where am I at?
Now where are you now?
Boomba Boulevard.
Keep going south.
Cornelius.
Scroll up. Up the other way, sorry.
This way.
Yes.
You're right.
So
this is the park.
Yes.
So this is 47 over here,
right?
Yeah.
This comes off of Boomba.
Right.
This land is where this building would go.
Yes.
This dirt here.
The houses are over here.
Yeah, so they are.
Oh, that's
this
what
is the park.
That's what he's saying.
But don't you have houses like right across the park?
What's that?
You have houses right across in that park.
Yeah, but I mean they're pretty.
Yeah, but you have like 6 or 7 right
now.
Yeah,
I mean you've got homes here, you got homes here, but right. I mean it's a decent.
That's what he said. He goes, "Am I going to hear salt trucks at the back of the
road?" Your road's going to be plowed first. I can tell you that.
Yes.
I'll make sure they turn the beeper off.
Right.
That's way at the back of the property. The salt dome is way at the back of the property.
Yeah, it's right at the end.
So they're not going to hear
it. By the tracks, right, probably?
Yes. So they're not going to hear that.
That looks like a perfect location. Industrial area with a park on one side.
And it is zoned industrial, I mean, so...
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It actually has a rail spur that could come to that, so imagine what could go there.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Salt.
You have the salt directly dropped off there.
Yeah, you could have a lot of things that are more rosy than truck paper.
Tim, does this new facility replace the facility where we occasionally have our meetings off of Beaver Street?
It would someday. Yes.
Completely replace that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Yes. Now, what the city does with that building, that hasn't been decided.
Okay.
But yes, Scott and his staff would move into this facility.
But Public Works and you will be together.
Public Works and.
Enough room for all the vehicles. Everything will be indoors then. Nothing will be outside.
Correct.
Scott, what do you think of the design? Is it going to meet the needs of your staff?
Are you kidding me? It's 3 of my buildings.
It's like Taj Mahal.
3 of my buildings. I'm going to have an office to myself.
So it looks...
Oh, really?
It looks great.
So you can kind of see, like, here's the garage. Yeah. This would be Public Works. This is the park side.
Then you have the office in there. You've got an office on the other side.
Correct. I actually have an office with
the
door.
This is the office area.
Wait a minute.
So Scott's right here. And his office.
This is a door. He doesn't get a door.
Right.
How many years have you been out of a door? You're in a door.
Sometimes we talk about like having the playground equipment delivered or things like that delivered. Is that where they would be delivered to?
Yep,
is there's space for that?
Yep, there's actually a 10,000 square foot mezzanine. We have spent a lot of time working on the details of this building.
Yeah.
So mezzanine is where you can still park trucks under it.
Yeah.
And it's all up above. We thought about that.
Yeah, wow. So there's like right along here.
Like a Christmas decoration.
There's like a second floor.
There it is. All of our racking.
The fireworks.
Yes.
That we inventoried and then projected all of our staffing and all of our vehicles. All of our trucks and trailers inside. There actually is diagonal parking, so the guys don't have to disconnect the trailer every night. So they can pull in the building and park in the center. Those center stalls are all for truck and trailer.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of see a mezzanine. So the red area here is actually a second floor where the trucks would pull underneath.
Yep.
And it's just a flat floor.
The dotted line, which is going to be painted on the floor, is park side, public work side.
Oh, nice.
I want to make sure that's
painted.
Do we
do like a fence or any kind of a demarcation?
Alligator
pit.
So as we go there,
we're
going to park there.
Well, yeah, you're not going to bother the neighborhood with your trucks because you're not really going into the neighborhood.
No.
I mean, you're really not going even
past. Well, and our stuff is small. I mean,
exactly, but you're there. You know. Yeah.
No, it's really nice. I mean, it gives the guys a locker room. It gives maintenance shifts. It gives maintenance staff a locker room. It's going to be a building that we can grow in
for a while. So when is they're thinking about starting?
I mean, hopefully as soon as possible. Right now, the city's in the process of working on hiring a construction manager to help oversee this project.
Do you have the money for it then, too?
It's already been in the budget.
Okay.
So now, This needs to be finalized, the designs, this is kind of a conceptual plan.
Sure.
This is what, you know, once you get the structural manager in there, they would help smooth some things out, make sure we're kind of ready to go and that type of thing.
Well, I hope they do it. They've been doing it for a long time.
That's great.
We went for the longest time. Yeah.
Well, I mean, not just us. I mean, Public Works.
The Public Works.
I mean, needs it. It's going to have a gas station.
Right.
It's going to have, you know, storage business. It's really well thought out.
Public Works is probably worse than yours, isn't it?
Oh, by far.
Yeah. Your current building. Their current building is worse than your current.
The exterior is really attractive too. It's actually a nice looking.
When we went to South Elgin, we went to Montgomery and looked at their facilities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we took all the staff and checked it all out. So.
Yeah. And found some things you definitely wanted that were in.
Yep.
I
saw the mezzanine.
Yeah.
That was, when we saw that, we're like, we instantly did think about, I mean, and it wasn't just my thoughts, it was my entire staff, it was Public Works' entire staff, it was the Public Works Director, it was Alderman, it was Bart, Tim,
Assistant City Manager.
It was quite a few.
That's great. Yeah.
A lot of eyes looking at it, a lot of people thinking about it.
So, just wanted to give you guys an update on the status of that, where it's going, so you guys keep you updated.
The next one is, so they're applying for another grant in the downtown area.
And that was in the paper today, too. They're a good article in the paper.
So the transportation grant.
Yep.
So this would be in conjunction with, they're separate grants, but I mean, hopefully they would enhance each other in a sense. So there's quite a few details to it of working with hydraulic, trying to do some safety things, especially with the railroads and stuff like that. You know, some curb appeal, things of that nature, potentially making hydraulic one way and kind of changing those types of dynamics, adding some sidewalks in along Mill Street and that type of stuff. So I just wanted to keep you updated on this, just so you kind of guys know what's going on as the city moves forward with some of these things, and if they get the grants.
Yeah, it's all depending on the grants, correct?
Correct.
If the grants don't come through, then this is not going to come through.
Correct.
Is this what was written up? City seeks to create quiet zones along railroad tracks?
That's a separate.
Separate.
Yes. I'm not saying this isn't kind of all one thing if it all happens, but the city's working potentially on, there's two trains that go through Yorkville, you have the north and then the south, so they're working on potential quiet zones for those. But that's a whole separate thing.
I don't know what a quiet zone means for a train. They can't toot their horn or what does it mean?
There's a lot of things that go into it. Can they toot their horn? Yes. They can always do their horn if they want to, if they think there's a dangerous situation.
Sure.
No matter what.
Yeah, but now they're laying on it the whole time.
Yes.
Going through there.
But there are things you have to do where there's more train barricades, safety gates you have to put in. There's fencing you would have to do, and things of that nature to potentially then be considered a quiet zone where they would feel more comfortable not to blow their horns.
Okay.
So, but there's a lot of hoops. You're working with the federal government, you're working with the Illinois Railroads on that. There's a lot of things to get through it. So, but yes, the city's looking into it.
Thank you.
So there's three projects. That, this, and the other one, right?
So you have the old gravel area.
Yep.
That's one project.
Yep.
Is that a separate project?
That's
yes.
a completely separate project.
But that kind of expands
it,
right?
On that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So you have two grants in the downtown area, and then you have the quiet zone that.
So if it all comes through, it'd be awesome.
It'd be great. Yes. Yeah.
But you could also, it's probably easier to get a quiet zone on the north side. Just because you get in the downtown, there's a lot more train ways to get in and out over the train tracks.
Okay.
So, but these kind of tie, yes. So there's two down in the downtown area. You can get one, maybe not get the other.
And who does those grants? A city grant writer?
Yeah, I mean, there's city staff working on it, but
right.
I know like our city administrator, assistant city administrator, do a lot of the actual putting it all together.
And what's the timeline on that? Did they say end of this year, finding out?
I think they're hoping by the beginning of next year
to kind
of know when these things are coming in.
That was January.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of tenants, like, in this area, like Jim Drenzel and Foxy's. They're aware
of
the upcoming project.
A lot of the projects you need to get, like,
business
support, letters of support, so that they're submitting those. So they're communicating with all the businesses that can be affected by
Excellent.
This.
And do you know, I mean, since they are kind of, they are our tenants, they're kind of in support of this?
looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know Foxy sent a letter of support.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Okay, good. Well, so that's always
good. Yeah, why wouldn't you not be a part of this? I mean, my God, your business is
when they do construction,
if this comes to fruition.
It gets in the way for
a
little
I know a lot of them, when we did the original grant for this one,
they came
to the city council meeting and they made some recommendations and things like that.
Yeah, they involved the businesses.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
They involved
I think the biggest thing for the businesses was just like making sure they had adequate parking.
Yeah,
I think everybody wants to do this. It's like they just want to make sure they have adequate parking for people to get to their businesses.
Right.
Yeah. So I just want to keep you updated on what's going on, especially in the downtown area that the Parks and Rec Department may play a big role in.
I know the dam is not under our purview, but I'm just, you know, I'm looking like no change to the dam. I'm reading all this stuff. I'm just my own knowledge. The dam's going to stay there, even though they may take other dams out. Our dam is going to be untouched. I'm asking. It sounds like it is from this article.
The state's never said anything to us about it. They
we have a unique
how much
dam.
Money
we've got.
I think with the improvements that they did years ago, where they did the step, because they took away the
dead drop, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, they took away the drowning danger.
Yeah,
and then they did the bypass channel for fish, and then they have the stuff, the fish ladder as well, in addition to that. Yeah. I don't think that, you know, in correspondence and things like that, that we've been hearing from the state, really most of what we deal with them on is like, if they have a concern on maintenance issues that, you know, are our responsibility, they'll reach out, things like that.
In that article I just saw, I happened to see in the paper, I just sent it off to you guys.
Yeah,
we've gotten
just trying
to
stand
say that.
The riverfront is near to
my heart. How much is fixing the island?
You spent a lot fixing the island, right? Like
I mean, they just spent a bunch of money fixing the island.
Yeah,
Yeah.
And I wouldn't think that if they were going to do that, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't have ripped the
trees.
So how do the fish know how to use the fish ladder? That was explained. You're on it.
They travel in schools. That's how they learn that.
No, it's sitting on the north side.
It didn't go
but how do they, don't put that in there.
Just kind of go along the face of the dam. Yeah,
like, they just kind of go there. I mean, they don't that they can do that way to get it?
My guess is that they use
I mean,
the bypass channel probably more
I guess,
than
I mean, I'm wondering.
How do fish know to use a fish ladder? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, how do it's just a natural thing. They're used to fighting their way upstream.
I think they just
boulders
find their way.
They learn that.
I think they do.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It works.
Why do they call it a fish ladder? I mean, they don't have feet.
It allows you to go upstream.
Okay, but they don't have feet that they call it a ladder.
Fish.
I'm just saying. Did you know what? Did you know what the fish ladder was?
No.
Did you know what a fish ladder was? I'm sitting at the river, and they go, "That's a fish ladder. I'm looking for a damn ladder." No ladder. It's like a concrete thing on the north side of the. People don't know that. I'm a city guy.
Somebody a fish ladder for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. We done with that?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody want to make your reports? Anybody want to do your reports first?
Just real quick, obviously we talked about hometown days, homecomings next weekend. We will have a float in the parade. We do not run our own high school homecoming parade, but we will be at it. Tomorrow we are cleaning everything out of the old rec office, and we should be out of there. I know they're in the process of selling that facility, but we should be completely out of there tomorrow.
Yep.
Oktoberfest is next weekend. Just so everyone knows, we help set up, we help with some garbage, but we are not there.
That's
it's
correct.
Not a city event, it's a city
correct.
Sponsor.
That's the one that's Rotary sponsor?
Kiwanis.
Kiwanis. I'll be serving beer again, so.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
fine.
Okay.
Can we just show you my car?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
And then lastly, I emailed about the board. There's a training. It's more going to be on planning and zoning. I know there's some aspects of it, but there are some good aspects for the park board if you guys are interested. I mean, you can learn some stuff about planning and zoning, but there are things on how to run a meeting, expectations, and things like that. If any of you guys are interested in learning more about boards and how boards run and things of that nature, it's on November 13th. I know, I think you mentioned you were interested. I think you mentioned you were interested.
I have to go to it.
Yeah.
So Rusty's already going to be there. But if anyone's out interested, it's probably going to take a good hour and a half.
Sure.
It's from 5 to 6:30. But if it's something you're interested,
cut it down to an hour maybe. Okay, hour and a half.
It's not my answer, but I just want to invite you guys, if you wanted to go, let me know.
You can stay.
You're interested.
Are you going to go?
Dan,
well,
you should stay for the zoning meeting.
Something
that stuff.
We can pass notes.
Really
we can
pass
notes.
Just we're doing that. Right through that. Then we
I'll send it again. I'll send it again, but if it's something you guys are interested, I thought it might be unique.
It's like you have a title.
Tim, when's our next event that we direct?
I mean, the actual event will be Holiday Celebration, but we have
more passive events, like Scarecrow Walk is next week, and that will be up all,
all
month.
Yeah.
And then we have Flags of Valor that will be up in Town Square throughout the first 2 weeks of November.
Oh, okay, good.
So, and then we have the holiday celebration right after that.
All
right. Out there. Are those trees being watered? I mean, they're looking kind of peaked.
Where at?
Those 23 trees or something.
The Girl Scout thing.
I mean, you know.
Everything's peaking.
It's fall.
Yeah, but no.
You know what? I'll check. I know if the guys haven't been out doing some watering, I'll see if they've been actually.
Yeah, can you check that? Especially the first one. It's looking like it's, what's the word?
Struggling.
Struggling, yeah. They're talking about water.
We'll get some more around.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys
got anything? Yes?
Really been with the two new guys in athletics or in playgrounds. It's been really helpful to just get a better handle on doing inspections that are more routine and fixing some of those things as we go for the playground division, which has been nice. They were able to get all of the surfacing touched up over the last couple of months, which is nice because we always struggle with that. And having the ability to have Ryan in the office with me to help plan and prep him for what are our first steps at Rice and, removal, that sort of thing, and coming up with a timeline for the two of us to follow so that he has a plan. It's just nice to have a couple of extra, I shouldn't say extra, it's nice to be staffed in each way. And our athletic guys have been out, obviously, getting things ready for recreation, but they also went out and touched up all of our sport courts, so our basketball courts, our pickleball courts, our tennis courts. Okay. We got out and touched up the cracks and touched up the surfacing, so we're trying to get the longevity out of those so that we can go as long as we can without having to replace them. And then our turf guys, with how dry it's been, have been out doing some watering, but they've also been out trying to get some mulch down on our parks, which is always a struggle. We're still a little short-staffed in turf, but we try to utilize seasonal help and part-time help, to help bolster that. So, obviously, hometown days was a big deal, getting things ready and then broken down for that.
Yep.
We're ready to go for your Oktoberfest. We'll help set that up and break that down and get to the end of the year.
Do we get paid for that at all or anything?
No.
So in other words, all the hours that they put in and everything.
We just kind of do setup. We don't work the event.
But even by setting up,
set up what, barriers? Or?
We bring them down. We bring barricades down to them. We set up the electric, our portion of electric. And
I think there's a tremendous benefit to the city. I mean, something
I understand.
Really
I understand.
puts on a fall event of that size that with Hometown Day so close and other things, we could not do that.
Okay.
So I think there's a... And Kiwanis is, they do great things in your community. Scott and I were talking to them and just even about some of the money they're using at the schools.
Yeah.
Like in ways we didn't realize, like how they're helping the kids that can't even pay for to take the ACT or SAT. They're helping for those kids or kids that are in like wood classes and they can't buy the belts and stuff like that.
Wow.
So they do some incredible things. So, it's a huge benefit to the community.
So it's worthwhile doing it.
It's beyond worthwhile.
Okay.
Especially outside of setting up, we're really not there at all.
That's another event that went from like 200 people to like 5,000 people. So it went from like a 4-hour window, now it's 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm not even in that group, but I've just been involved with this through sponsorship stuff through work.
Yes.
But it was like one night, 4 hours, now it's all day.
Yeah, yeah.
For Saturday and then Friday night, and it's just, they're almost outgrowing that spot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think events like that, they're a great partnership with the city.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because you have, and it's all local people doing it. It's a local organization that's giving money back into the community.
Sure.
It's something that we could not do with that quick of a turnaround.
Okay. Just wondering.
As a casual observer, these guys are really well organized. Guys and gals are well organized, and I appreciate that. You could see that right away.
Yeah.
Okay, it's well run. And your sermon food, all those things. And it's not, it's a well run, well organized, well led effort.
The one neat thing about it is I observed last year is there's people from a lot of other towns coming in. Not just St. Louis, but like Lyle, because they hear about it. And then they follow this band, kind of like how we have Hometown Days. So there's people from all over coming to that. And I was like, really? I'm like, in Yorkville. Yeah, so it helps our other businesses too.
Yeah.
So
sometimes we undersell our city. I think we've got a lot
of
offers, and then we sometimes know what we have to offer. It's safe, it's fun, it's family, got the river. Man, I could go on and on.
And you have.
I said I could go on.
You have not.
Yeah.
No matter
what. I have to get going. I have to be down at the river tonight reporting for duty. My evening shift.
Just a couple notes. Preschool started this month. Overall, things are running really, really smoothly, so it's been really great having Kristen and Marissa, who are new full-time coordinators, in that spot. The kids are sitting and listening for the most part, so really great start to the school year, so we're really happy to see that. As Tim mentioned, our Future Foxes preschool is in the parade next week for our homecoming, so that is just really fun, and we just invite our pre-K students for that. That's kind of like their, you know, last thing for preschool to do, so feel free, wave to us, we'll have some candy. Athletics is, as Tim said, just booming. We have so many sports going on at this point. Saturdays are just really busy with all the kids. Special events, again, thank you guys so much for all your help at Hometown Days. It was a great weekend, busy weekend. A lot of the little changes that we made were well received, so we're just going to continue to build on that and just kind of keep making those little changes to continue to grow the event. Events coming up, as we said, the Scarecrow Walk, that will be up on Friday with the start of your Oktoberfest. I believe we have almost 20 scarecrows at this point, so that should be really fun. Sam's been organizing that. We are really excited. We're working on it now, so it hasn't officially come out yet, but we are going to do a Deck the Trees holiday walk this year where we will be having 30 trees that we bought from the Boy Scouts down the sidewalk at Town Square, and we're going to be opening up to community organizations, businesses, and then families if we have ones that are still available to go and decorate those, and that will be up throughout the entire holiday season that people can.
What does that cost the group to do something like that?
It's free. At this point, we are just welcoming.
How do you get your tree then?
Well, we purchase the trees.
No, I understand that. There'll be 30-some. So will an organization take one tree?
Yes. So basically,
how do they get one over?
So what we're doing is we kind of did a tier system. So our community sponsors who have been, we have like our local organizations who have like the school district, like for BPAC or different people who we've like worked with for things. Or like our community sponsors who have gotten to a certain level of sponsorship with us throughout
the
year.
Them a treat.
We give them first opportunity, right of use, first refusal to do one. Then the following week, whatever's extra, we're going to put it out to all sponsors. Then after that, we'll open it up to the community.
Good.
So that way all the trees are at least done.
Really?
I know our preschool has already, they're doing two of them. Me and Sam are decorating another two just to have on behalf of the city and the Parks and Rec Department. So we'll have a couple from, internally. We're going to offer it to the police department too to see if they want to do one.
Good idea.
Do we provide a lit tree or just a tree?
It should be, hopefully, right? A lit tree, Scott?
I'm
advertising it. A lit tree. However,
we'll let you know on November
3rd.
It's subject to debate at the moment about how it might be a bit demanding.
Oh, we have to open that new nuclear reactor down there to get the power?
I have highly requested that is what I'd like to see.
So, I mean, I think
nobody likes if she wants.
Yeah.
I think in the big picture, what we're really trying to do is downtown, you have the big tree, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Town Square, you have
the arches, the
icicles,
the
Christmas tree walk.
Yeah.
You come to City Hall, we have the Top Hero lit. Scott's been buying some stuff. We had a snowman last year. This year you got what? Reindeers?
A bear with a horn.
Yeah.
We've also got
Santa's house and Santa's sleigh that we're debating on where to go. I think what we're trying to do is have, like, you could go to three different places.
And
if it's,
see things,
and go downtown and maybe, if you want to visit a restaurant there, go to Town Square, come to here. But a family could spend an hour kind of going around.
Checking
out
the light.
They do
that's
this
amazing.
Tree thing at Brookfield Zoo. I'm sure you guys
that's where we
that's
took
it. Yeah. I took their
and the
rules.
If just the people who's organization sponsored a tree come, they're going to have a giant crowd.
That's where we kind of took the idea from.
Yeah.
And said that's something we would like to try to do here to try to enhance things.
Well, they have little stuff.
That's great.
Yeah, so we'll, so Sam and I will kind of have it, or we'll make a map, designate who is who. We'll have a little sign that says who each tree is sponsored by or decorated by, really, because at this point they're not paying anything for it. So just kind of get everyone in the holiday spirit. So the goal is to, the trees come the weekend of the holiday celebration. We're going to have those up and ready to go by that Monday for people to decorate that Tuesday through the Thanksgiving weekend, so that by December 2nd, it'll be up and ready to go, and it'll go through the new year. So it should hopefully be a fun, you know, we're excited about it. It should be a fun thing. And holiday celebration as well, we're really excited about it. We made some tweaks. We've been putting that out, so hopefully that is well received. No one's really thinking Christmas right now, but we're gearing up for it and getting everything ready. On the Parks and Rec and talking to Santa, getting everything ready to go. So lots of fun things that we're continuing to do. And
terrific.
One
good
other
stuff.
Really good thing to note is just all the stuff that Caitlin's been doing with our marketing and different things. She just started tracking it like last September or in a little bit in the summer for different things. Now that we've had a full year of, you know, like metrics, we are showing a significant increase in followers and interactions and different things that are happening. So it is really nice to see that when we have a dedicated person to really get out there, we're saving a lot of money on not paying for paid advertisements, but just utilizing the social media in better ways is helping our numbers, is getting ourselves out there, and really kind of allowing us to utilize it to the best of its ability. So if you look at this, it'll kind of give you some of those metrics. Some of it's even over my head, but it's essentially saying we're growing and it's working.
Mm-hmm. Everything that we use for the scarecrows or whatever you call the holiday thing, I don't know what you call that little park or that little adjunct to the park, but whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, like the West Hydraulic,
So my question is that used during the Christmas or holiday season for any other kind of event?
No. That back area is not. No, we're just kind of keeping it more towards the tree and everything at that point.
I'm not being critical. I'm just asking because that area lends itself to that kind of stuff. And the scarecrow thing is a riot. I mean, people are back there having a ball with that
all the
time.
And I think part of it, too, though, is with the snow, like in the holidays, there's snow back there, the lighting, it gets dark so much earlier that there would have to be some more electric and lights.
That would take a lot more because we just don't have power back there. That would take a lot more.
That's right. Additional considerations to, get that there.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
We did the Christmas tree thing at the schools in Berwyn, and it brought tons of people out because each kid wanted to see their school, so it brought tons of people out. So, we had six schools, and so everything from kindergarten up, like, oh, see our tree, and it was jammed. So I think it's a good idea bringing people out.
It should be fun.
Would there be official lighting ceremony for the trees at Town Square like there is for the tree at the riverfront?
At this point, no.
Because there's another PR event for you.
We can always discuss
together.
It.
Just a thought.
I was thinking a decorating competition.
They asked me that when we first started, because we did that for the scarecrows where people could vote and things like that. We added that in last year. It was well received and it was super fun. I told them this year, let's just focus on getting it off the ground, filling all the trees, working out the kinks, and making sure, and then we can
make sure it goes well before we start.
Keep building it. It's like, we will keep the theme and keep the idea, but each year we kind of start to tweak things just based on, previous.
And it's great that we purchased the trees from the Boy Scouts, is that right?
Yes. So me and Tim talked about it last year, and we didn't quite have it was just too much. So this year I was like, Tim, are we doing it? Can I do it? So he said yes.
Are they the ones that you can plant?
No.
Because you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, trees that you
can... I suggested that.
Yes. Did you really? See, I'm on, because they come with their own stand, they come in a box. Sorry.
Oh, she's all over it.
You put a little skirt around them.
There you go.
Real quick, just for you two, particularly, Conservation Foundation is doing the riverfront cleanup Saturday.
Yeah.
There's a dumpster being dropped tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Gene, keep an eye on that for
so
us.
So just so you know,
Conservation
Foundation is doing a riverfront cleanup.
It
goes beyond Riverfront Park, but the dumpsters, they do it every year.
You put another garbage can there, too. I saw that.
The next day.
I noticed. You know what, though? Be honest with you, that's right there where the people come up with all their junk. Otherwise, they're not walking.
Talk to my garbage guy. He'll straighten you out on that.
Well, you don't throw in there either?
Talk to my garbage guy. Okay. He's got his opinion, too.
The other thing I want to bring up is this paddling conference.
Dinner.
Dinner.
Yes.
What is our aim?
Well, I mean, I think it's something we can talk with after the meeting.
Okay, yeah.
Just so you guys know, the Illinois Paddling Council does like a yearly dinner. They picked Yorkville as a location. It's
I'm actually a member.
He's a member.
Yeah. I've been to the
so
previous
they're
event,
doing
so.
A dinner, and we have Yorktoberfest, other stuff going on. We asked Dan and Gene, as the president and vice president, if they could attend the dinner and just make some comments at the dinner. So that's something we can talk about afterwards.
Okay, I just want
to
make
is
sure.
Is it an honor to be chosen as the location for their
ideas.
Dinner? Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah,
okay.
A little bit.
That's good.
So I just simply wanted to have a presence there. Gene knows the Riverfront really well,
yeah.
So it was just kind of like a big deal.
That's great.
Okay, and
I'll cover you, Chris. Don't worry. You'll look good.
Any further comments or additions or subtractions or anything?
I have one other quick comment. Thanks to the police department and the sheriff and to you guys for coordinating it all. When I saw the police when I first got there, I said, geez, a lot of police. But, you know, the feeling of having those guys there and the feeling of safety and family and all that that gives the event, I think, is really important. So I'm just thanking everybody for following through.
Yeah,
and
I think
doing
the police chief, I mean, I think it sends a message that if you want to do something bad, this isn't.
You come through the gate there, you
we got the SWAT team sitting out there all with their stuff on. I mean, I was afraid to go. I mean,
So, no, it helps. Brings a certain presence.
Absolutely.
You
know, they're
yeah,
glad doing it.
The event is getting bigger. People are coming from further away.
Yep.
We're serious about having this be a safe family event, we're doing it. Thank you.
And I'm excited about the holiday events coming up. That seems to be growing every year, too.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So.
Anything else?
Anybody have anything else before we adjourn? Anybody want a motion to adjourn, please?
I motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? I mean, roll call.
Ayala?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
And Wilbur?
Here, yes.
And the next meeting will be on November 21st.
Yep.
Right here, same room.
Yes.
Same time.
My son's birthday, I can't be here. I'm going to be 22.
Oh my God.
It's really